Now, I'm hoping if you're listening to Paul Bell, you're feeling inspired to pick up a paintbrush, whether in fact you want to do it for your business or just as a hobby. Hobby is a terrible word, isn't it? But Paul, you're in the situation now where actually everything that you learnt from the challenge is taking you forward more into a kind of business environment, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great launch pad for me as an artist to sell work.
Yes.
I have a profile that I didn't have previously.
Yes.
And I have to make the most of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it doesn't mean that I go, you know, too commercial with what I paint. I want to stay true to what I like to paint.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's a great opportunity to, you know, just get your name out there and build on the success.
Mm. Just, I mean, the whole profile of the program, this was the first one they've ever done, wasn't it? I was a bit surprised because there was a trailer and it seemed like the program started the very next day. And just, I mean, it's a very small point, but there was a huge physical difference between Una Stubbs and Richard Bacon. He's tall and she's very short, I imagine. Mm. I mean, she looked it.
Yeah, she's tiny.
She's absolutely tiny. And you know, she was really sweet. Did you get to know them?
Yeah, we did.
You did.
You know, we weren't allowed to communicate with the judges because that compromised the competitive nature of the programme.
Yes.
But as far as Una and Richard were concerned, we got great relationships with them.
They seemed very kind of on your side. Yeah. Certainly Una particularly.
Yeah, well, she was very much...
she's so twinkly.
Yeah, she was very much put your arm around you and, yeah. You know, she was sort of like everybody's mum.
Yes, yes.
And she's a charming lady. I mean, she really is. And, she, you know our track records.
Yes, what's she been in?
She was...
Wurzel Gummidge, was it
well,
something?
Well, going way back, she was on Summer Holiday with Cliff Richard.
Good Lord, was she?
Yeah, she was the... I think one of the scenes when the bus... pulls over and there's three little glamour girls.
Oh my gosh!
She's had a great career. She's done Dolls. She's done Sherlock.
Right.
I think she's in Call of the Midwife at the moment.
Really? Wow. So
but she was great. Very approachable. Very friendly.
Yes.
And very supportive after the show in terms of coming to our exhibition.
How nice. Yes.
You know, it's something she didn't have to do, but she did.
No.
As the judges did as well.
Did they?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And, a lot of the producers from the show.
And just further point about her, she mentioned that, in fact, she's just got something into the RA, I think. Is that right? At the age of 77?
Yeah, she submitted some watercolours that she did, portraits of, who's the guy from Sherlock, is it Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
And the other fellow, I can't remember his name.
Yes, I know who you mean.
She did two very simplistic sketches of those, and they were accepted for the
RA
exhibition.
Oh, how fantastic.
But she's a keen painter.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was telling us stories about how she will go to cafes and she just sits and sketches.
Does
and,
she?
You know, people come up and introduce themselves to her. She's a household name.
Yes.
But she's always drawing, always sketching.
Oh, how lovely.
So she was very, very interested in what we were doing.
Yes.
It
seemed very
over
genuine.
Over and above what she was doing in a TV role.
Yes.
Very genuine.
Well, you could feel her warmth, actually.
Yeah.
Just even,
that
you know, in the
Richard, Richard was good. He's, you know, he's a different kind of character, but... he's good fun.
Yes.
You know, you could have a bit of banter with him.
Yes, quite. Which you need, don't you? You need the different kind of characters to bounce off. And particularly, if, as you were saying, you know, you were in a kind of intense environment. You've got to bounce off some people, haven't you? You've got to have a bit of sparky conversation.
Yeah. I mean, in saying that, though, right across the board, they were all very, very friendly.
You were all chatting with each
sound
other.
People,
oh,
the
were
runners.
They? And nice.
We had some great fun with them. You know,
did
with
you?
One of the, it was, in fact, one night... one of the runners, she was like 18, 19.
Yeah.
It was her birthday and we all had drinks with her. So,
oh, how nice.
So right from the very top to the very bottom was a really... There was a...
And was there a big crew? Did a big crew go
there
with
was,
you?
There was a huge crew. I think at one point there was somewhere like 50.
Wow.
50 people, BBC people, plus
Good
us.
Heavens. Good heavens.
Yeah, there was... six cameramen,
wow!
All sorts of sound guys. I mean, it was quite something to be part of.
Yes,
and to just watch how it operates,
how the machine worked,
how it's choreographed, how it's organised, and you know the schedule they stick to.
Yes.
It was a fascinating thing to be involved in.
Yes, how interesting. So, in fact, a very intense experience. And then what happened when you, well, obviously, in your case, you won. But, I mean, if you haven't won and then you walk away from it, what exactly happened? You won and then was there kind of a gap or what happened?
Basically nothing happened for 4 or 5 months. I mean, I got the train home from Dartmouth.
Mm.
In fact, the trophy that I'd been presented with the day before,
the palette,
I'd been taken back because obviously, yeah,
put your name on it or something.
I couldn't put it on show because it was giveaway.
Right, of course.
So from the end of July,
right
the way through until the programme was aired at the end of February this year,
you had to keep quiet.
I had to say absolutely nothing.
No.
And as I say, it was only my wife and a few close family family members that knew what had happened. And other than that, I couldn't say a word.
Were you allowed to choose some people to tell? I mean, were they as strict as that?
Well, they said, "We'll try not to tell anyone." But
right,
yeah, that's almost
no, you can't.
It's almost
no.
impossible.
No, quite.
I mean, you have to offload that kind of news.
Good Lord! So seriously, from when does that finish?
End of July
until.
Well,
you couldn't say anything until we all knew 3 weeks ago.
Until 3 weeks ago, I hadn't.
Good heavens.
I couldn't disclose anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that must have been, and particularly if you've been on a huge, you know, in a huge community, really, of people, to suddenly go back into ordinary life must have been very weird.
It was showbiz. It felt like showbiz.
Yes.
You know, you're,
and you were the important people, and here I am painting.
You're working with two esteemed artists. You're working with one of the producers was Colin Martin, who'd won a BAFTA with Junior Apprentice.
Really? Oh,
so
wow.
That, you know, you're talking about high profile, well-known people.
Yeah.
Una, Richard. So you did feel you were kind of mixing with the stars.
Yes.
To a point.
Yes.
And for it just to go, it finished.
Wow. And for you to not be able to say anything.
Back to civvy.
And then back to actually your life that you'd left a bit for all those months.
It's very, very strange.
Wow.
Very hard to get used to.
I bet that was very
especially
difficult.
Getting into winter. You know, it's...
Yes.
You're thinking, right, just get winter out of the way, then it'll be...
Yes.
It'll ramp up again to the first episode, which, you know, obviously you couldn't wait to see.
No, quite.
And we all went, you know, I think in February we went for a preview.
Right.
Of the first episode and the
BAFTA altogether.
Theatre.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which was really good.
Oh, lovely. So you all met up
again. It was a bit odd as well, seeing yourself
it was very odd.
A cinema screen.
Yes.
It was like, bad enough, on a television screen, but in a cinema screen it was a bit cringeworthy.
Wow.
But you get used to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we want more.
Yes, quite, absolutely. Ah, well, you do. That's the trouble. Stardom, fame.
Yeah,
audience, where are you? I can't live without it. Goodness. And, I mean, that's hugely character-forming, actually, because you'll have had a lot of adrenaline with the whole build-up of the thing, even let alone when you're painting in a stressful environment.
Yeah, I know. It's an experience that I would recommend anyone do if they get the chance. Really is. It's a one-off. And you do, I think for some people, you do get the bug, and you want a little bit more of it.
You want more, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you, say somebody's listening now and they think, let's say this is going to come up again next year, would you have any advice for them about it? Would you just say go for it?
I'd go for it. I would, I think I spoke to a lot of my friends and sort of peers who are artists and who also are amateur artists, and I said, you know, why didn't you go for it? And they said, oh, no, there's no... It's just not for me, which it isn't. I mean, it just doesn't appeal to some people.
Mm.
But if you think that you can handle it, you probably could. You'd be surprised at what you can achieve. Because I was never a public speaker, or never good at talking about myself. But you get used to it, and you get into it, and you ultimately enjoy it.
Yes. Okay. So the other obviously big question is, how has it changed you?
Well, I don't know how much has changed me the person, but certainly, the opportunities that I'm getting, I wouldn't have had before.
Yep.
And I would never have had I not been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
When you approach a gallery or a media outlet and you say, you know, I'm Paul Bell and I've won the big painting challenge of a two piece of work in the Tate, it's a door opener.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes things a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Whereas, you know, other than that, you're cold calling, which is a tough game, especially in arts.
Yes, very tough.
So that's good. But, you know, it's still early days. I've still to see how the whole thing's going to roll out and pan out. And it's all work in progress, I would say.
Yeah. So you don't think it's changed you? Yes, it has changed you a bit because you've enjoyed perhaps...
Yeah.
You know, more attention than you would have thought.
I think I'm more confident to speak about it than I would have been before. And I mean, I would have dreaded doing something like this.
Would you?
You know,
would you?
Yeah.
Oh,
but you, you know, but having done all that and having watched yourself on television, it's
like, get over it.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
But no, I would, anyone that wants to apply for something like that, I would certainly encourage, because it's a fabulous experience. Fabulous.
Well, it's so extremely unlike your ordinary life, isn't it?
Oh, it's
for the average person.
Absolutely. I mean, it just you know, plucks you out of obscurity and says, there you go, there's a little bit of like Andy Warhol, 15 minutes of fame. It's slightly longer than that.
Yes. Well, it was.
Yeah.
But good. I mean, in fact, there are loads of these programmes now.
Yeah.
And presumably all the contestants on them do feel the same kind of thing as you felt.
I think they do. I mean, we were warned by the producer. He said, you know, you might feel a little bit down when you're finished.
Yes.
Because there is a lot of adrenaline involved.
Yeah.
It's high profile and, you know, you may feel a little bit empty, which I think was good advice.
Very good, very good.
It was quite prophetic, really, because we did feel a bit like that, all of us.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And you're under the microscope. And, of course, you never know, they may feel that as well, the guys working on that side of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like when something comes to an end, there's always some loss, isn't there?
Well, that was the thing, because I think the majority of the people working on the show on the BBC side of it, I think there was only one or two that were actually BBC employees.
Oh, really?
The rest of them were all freelancers.
Yes, yes.
So
it was great for them.
We assumed that they all just go back to BBC and all hang out together and talk about it, but they didn't. Yeah, they all went their separate ways.
Yes.
Some didn't have work.
Yes.
Some did.
Wow.
Which I didn't realise.
No.
So that was
and
I've kept in touch with a few of them.
Great. Yeah.
And they've either had very little work or sporadic work since then. So it's another.
And that's the way of the world these days, isn't it?
And
you've got to keep yourself going.
Yeah, it's difficult.
You keep yourself going through.
Constantly keep yourself up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.